Germany is welcoming the possibility of Syria turning over its chemical weapons. Chancellor Angela Merkel called the Russian-backed plan a small flicker of hope that diplomacy and politics could succeed. It's also a political flicker of hope for Merkel herself. The German leader faces elections in 2 weeks, and she's waffled recently over whether to support a possible U.S. strike. Polls suggest a vast majority of Germans are against it. But one small group of Germans wants their country to take a stronger stand. They're combat veterans, the first in Germany since World War II. The world's Jerry Haddon caught up with one in the northern city of Hamburg.
Johannes Klär sits cross-legged and shoeless on his sofa, finger-picking his guitar. He'd pass as a typical 20-something student or artist, except for what's written on his guitar's body in black ink, written by American soldiers.
We sat together near the campfire, in our fob, surrounded by enemies, and we played guitar, we sang together. This was my first infantry company, Task Force Kunduz. It was my unit in Afghanistan.
Klär was an infantry marksman in the German army, deployed in North Afghanistan for 7 months in 2010. He survived two roadside bombings and 20 firefights. When he left the military, he wrote a book about it, 4 Days in November. It's the first memoir in a generation written by a German enlisted soldier fighting abroad. It made a big splash last year. Klär is also vice president of the German Veterans Association, a small group fighting for support from and recognition by the government and fellow citizens. He says because the German army stayed home for nearly half a century, people don't appreciate the sacrifices German fighters have been making in Afghanistan.
I think in German heads, we still have the stigma of the Second World War that nobody in Germany wants military, nobody in Germany wants military missions. I really understand the people's thinking, but what I always talking about is facing reality and act like reality is. You can have an idea in your head, but it must match to reality.
Klär and fellow vets are the odd voices out in a nation conditioned for generations now against warfare. Ironically, Klär says, people can sometimes get downright hostile about it.
One of my comrades was beaten up at McDonald's because he was wearing a veteran's shirt. I don't think this is a normal reaction in Germany, but this is some kind of reaction. It is similar to the U.S. Reaction to veterans in Vietnam.
The controversy is apparent at the highest levels of the German government.
Ich habe gestern entschieden, mich nicht einer Erklärung
at a campaign rally over the weekend, Chancellor Angela Merkel explained her initial refusal to sign a declaration supporting U.S.-led airstrikes against the Assad regime, only to sign on hastily afterwards. Merkel's up for re-election on September 22nd and enjoys a strong lead in polls, but sounding too bullish on Syria would certainly hurt her. Klär says he thinks the back-and-forthing hurts Germany.
That is one of the biggest mistakes. I think you can say we send troops to foreign country because it's part of our doctrine, or you can say we don't do something like that. But Germany in the past years always did a job like, we see what's happening, we expect something, but we don't know what to do. And I don't want to talk about that we have to play some kind of police role in the world, but we are responsible and we have to face this responsibility and we have to deal with that.
For now, Klär senses that Germany will go on supporting NATO and U.S. pressure tactics against Syria quietly, at least until after the general elections. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Hamburg.